This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, boy. Good morning, you guys.
How's your brain?
My brain?
Get jabbed with a stick yesterday?
No. I didn't get jabbed. I did a Zoom call with my doctor, and now I'm waiting to get an appointment at the adult acute care center, something. By the time I get this whole thing is over with and I get my test results back, it'll be October and we'll be back at work. I mean,
wow.
I know. It's a whole thing. You know what though? It's me. If I had just figured it out on Friday, maybe I would be tested already and in the process. It's just a long thing. Gotta get your test going.
I don't know why it's so long though. That's
okay. A lot of people are trying to do it. Fun talking to my doctor though yesterday, you know.
Why?
Because, you know, I've never been to a doctor's appointment on Zoom before. You know, it's the new world, man. I was like, this is super convenient. Like, I would do this, whatever. They're like, oh, do you have a thermometer? Do you have a blood pressure cuff? Do you have one of those oxygen pulse things you put on your finger? I'm like,
and do you?
Turns out I do.
Shut up.
Listen,
yeah, John has all that, right?
Yeah, John is a dude who is concerned about his vitals.
You know what's weird
about
that?
We had a cuff. I mean, what?
I know it's probably way too early to talk about this too, but I've absolutely have thought, how many vital years do I have left at 50 whatever, right? And yeah. You go, well, that's ridiculous to think that. But really, I'm trying to think, like, how long can I go out in Big Surf before I'm not capable of that?
You're putting yourself in some real peril.
Am I enjoying my final years as we speak? Mm-mm. Probably, right?
Well, listen, if you get down to it, no matter where you are in life, you're in your final years. Like,
well, sure. But I mean, you know what I'm saying. At 20... you'd like to think you got a lot, but at
well, you
50,
think you're going to live forever. I know. At 50,
you start
you're like,
going,
oh,
well, I mean, can I expect to be flexible enough and have enough wind at 60? That's not that far away. That's 9 years.
Yeah.
Less than.
Yep. And John is 50. What is John? John must be 55 right now.
Okay, so I'm telling you, you start to look at that and go, I really want to maximize. This pandemic is not fitting into my plan at all, that's for sure.
Oh, no, there's no question. This has thrown a wrench in things. No question. I feel like, you know, when you're in your 50s, you're like, well, Jesus, I'm wasting a whole year here.
I know. That's
I don't know how many of these I've got.
I've talked to my kid about it. I'm like, man, your sixth year on this planet sucks.
It's a doozy.
I'm so sorry. She got sick right before she turned six and dealt with that. And then we got trapped in the house since then.
Yeah, it's been a very, very weird year. But I will say that I hope that good comes out of this going forward. You know, they're making plans for how we would deal with stuff like this in the future, like we'd be more prepared. Because God forbid, you know, someone actually attacked us with some biological weapon, you know? We'd know what to do. I mean, would we? But we've been through it before, you know what I mean? We could immediately lock down. We have masks at our house. Turns out we've got a blood pressure cuff and a, you know, and a thermometer and a little oxygenator. I don't even know what these things are.
So your doc walked you through how to get your own blood pressure?
It's a machine, Vin. It's a cuff. You put it on. You press go on the machine, and it gives you your, is it systole and diastole? It gives you the readings.
I have no idea. I usually let my doctor do all that.
113 over 72 or something.
That's good, right?
I have no idea. And she goes, she's like, okay. And your I was actually 99.2 degrees, so that's... Or something like that.
That's so close to normal. That's normal.
Right, exactly. So I was like, well, here. And plus, I was sitting on the porch. You know, I had my doctor's appointment on the porch of my house via Zoom. Is there music going somewhere?
Well, our background music is going.
No, it's my thing. My bad. Hold on.
Nice.
It's my thing.
It's my thing. It was I was like, what's that? And then I remembered I turned on my speakers on my computer. Reset. Just
Bryn,
edit all. Edit all this out, Bryn.
We didn't hear it.
No, where are you? Where looks like you're in space.
Yeah, I'm in space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, just outer space.
I'm partly in front of the Earth. Is that Earth behind me?
I don't know. It looks like it might be an eclipse. I can't get close.
It's like the dark side of Earth. The sun's about to.
Oh yeah.
I see Italy. I see. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great job, Bryn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You just, you know. Floating in space. And of course, Nicole, a little closer to home. She's right down the street from the Transamerica Pyramid.
Very well done. The Transamerica Pyramid, by the way, is one of the stars of Sonic Hedgehog movie with Jim Carrey.
Oh.
It's in the movie.
You watched
it's part
that,
of the
huh?
movie. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's pretty
is Jim
good,
Carrey
too.
Just a voice? Or
no, he's a he's the bad... Well,
don't, yeah,
he's the bad guy. No, it's okay. He's the bad guy.
And what did you think of that movie?
He's great. It's nice to see Jim Carrey at work. Yeah.
Is it good enough for, like, would I enjoy that?
No, I would not recommend it for you. If you had a kid over, one of your grandkids came by,
I'd
say,
someday.
Sure, put it on for them, but no.
All right. I see. Not something I need to sit down and watch today.
No. Nope.
Oh, goodness, I don't know how you're doing that, Bryn, but you've turned into Jim Carrey as the bad guy in Sonic the Hedgehog.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to play Sonic incessantly.
When you say kid.
20s.
Right.
That is a kid to me these days. John and I, the first time we lived together, we moved to Florida. And we both
so not even just 20, you're talking about like mid-20s now.
Yeah, 22, 24, whatever we were. Mm-hmm. And we both worked overnights. And so we would sleep all day. We'd wake up, watch Star Trek The Next Generation, and then we'd play Sonic the Hedgehog. Or there was, I can't even remember the name. I think it was called, it was called Toe Jam and Earl on our Sega machine until we had to go to work at 10 p.m. Those were the days, man.
Were they?
I don't know. I can't even really. We were happy. You know, we were poor and happy.
Well, you were making the best of a situation, but I mean.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like good
times. You know, it was. Well, you know, what else did we have to do? We didn't have kids. We weren't married. We were just, you know, just living together and all alone in Florida. The only people we knew were the people that we worked with. That was it.
Yuck.
I know. And overnights, too. You know how that is. It's just like your whole day is just screwed. You got to sleep all day.
No, your whole life is ruined by overnight. Mm-hmm. Like, I know there are people who love it and thrive in it and want that. I also know that most people's lives are ruined by it. Yeah. You can't socialize.
Third shift is tough.
You just become that person that's like, I'm off. Is anyone home? And everyone's like, yeah, I'm at work. What are you talking about?
Ugh. Right. So, and then if you sleep all the thing is too, like when you wake up at say 4 p.m. in the afternoon and then you basically eat dinner right when you wake up and then you're just sort of counting down the hours until you go to work. It hangs over your head. You can't, like your friends are all going out and you're like, well, I can go, but I can't drink or really have any fun because I got to be at work at 11.
One time I was on top of the hottest chick, like having the most fun you could possibly be having.
Yeah, all the fun, right?
All the fun. And then I just realized, oh, I got to get up and go to work. And I was so resentful. I remember that show being extremely hostile that night.
Yeah.
I just was really like, I can't believe I was in what, you know.
Did you head right back there at 6 a.m. when your shift ended?
I didn't. It was the mood had gone. I mean, in fact, she was like, take my car, which was, I guess, her way of saying, and then get
Come back here.
Right. But I was like, I don't borrow cars. I'm going to go.
I'm just going to leave. And
that was that. We never went back.
Oh, you didn't get back on top of her?
Nope.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that was that. Ah, there
can't
you
win
go.
Them all, Vin.
No, that one got away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, here I am still doing radio shows, so the sacrifices
that part worked out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would do anything to keep doing this show. I really, it's a good time.
Yeah.
I like
absolutely.
It. And you know, this lockdown hasn't been good for everyone, but for me, I never want to leave my house anyway. Like, this is, I'm perfectly happy. And I was bummed at first. Like, it was an adjustment, but now that I'm adjusted, I'm like, okay, I like this.
I know that's your truth, and I'm so happy for you. There are so many people with kids that are, including us, we're completely maxed out and no one's getting what they need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's like everybody's working extra and no one's getting what they need. The kid is like walking around going, and now what should I do? Oh God, it's only noon. I don't know. It's 12 o'clock. And
I don't know. And
stuff.
I don't care. Like find something.
But it used to be, you could say, and I mean, my parents didn't even have to tell me, but it used to be go outside and play. You can't right now. There's no one they can go play with.
Nope.
So she
truly is a whole nother set of, she's as isolated as you guys are. Like you
said,
she's
needing entertainment. Right.
No one's getting what they need.
Right.
Yeah, so. No, it's I don't envy people who have little kids at home. I know Bryn deals with the same, like sometimes we're trying to do something in the afternoon and his kid is just, you know,
there.
She's just there. And there's no shutting her up. You know, you can't tell a 2-year-old to shut up, you know.
Nope,
they've got their own thing going on. And they don't understand any of this. Like, you know. As far as they're concerned, they're like your dog. Like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Do stuff with me.
Hey, Bryn, is she eating a lot now or is that a struggle?
She eats well. She's just picky. Like, she doesn't know why she likes things. I think it's all about how it looks.
Uh-huh.
So she's just like, you know, and it's always about playing. She just wants to play. So we have to make, you know, eating a game kind of.
Oh, she eats while she does stuff and that works.
Well, she plays with her macaroni in her hand and she'll put it in her little bib because her little bib
has a cup on the bottom.
Yeah, a cup, exactly. So she starts eating from that or pouring water into it and drinking out of that.
We're just
happy she's eating. As long as she's eating and getting food into her, it's a process. It's not as easy as like, let's sit down and eat. It's a whole thing, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why I ask. It's we have our struggles as well. There's no question.
Sure.
Oh my God, it's a whole new world, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy, and you know, and getting back to the initial thought there, like, you know, I would be fine with going to the, I would quote unquote go to the doctor a lot more if I could do it from my back porch on a Zoom meeting. Like, I'm all for this being the new that was great. You know,
well, so at the end of the meeting, though, did she just say, OK, well, it sounds like you had it. So let's get you an appointment for the antibody test or what did she say?
Well, that's what I asked. Result? I said, I said, listen, I feel better. Like I'm clearly over whatever the worst of it. And if anything, you know, last night was the first night I tried to sleep without NyQuil. I mean, and by try to sleep, I did sleep without NyQuil. It took me forever to fall asleep and I thought very seriously about shots of NyQuil, but I I just decided, you know, Sarah, whatever, however old you are, I think I'm 52 or 53. I think I'm
53.
Thank you. Like, now is really not the time to pick up a NyQuil habit, you know, of all the bad things you could do. So I said to her,
you were able to talk yourself out of it. You know, addicts don't often find themselves capable of that. So
yeah,
that's a good sign.
It is a good, isn't it? Good for me. Good on me.
Good for you.
So, you know, I would have got a better night's sleep, but whatever. Here I am.
You know, you remember diastole and systole, but you can't remember your own age.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
I got to do the math. It's just to say, I don't think about it all the time. So it's, you know, you get into like, the older I get, the more just in the decade I am, you know? Like, I figured it out. I said, I was really close, 52, 53. Yeah. I said it in there. You know, the only way I know is I knew I would be 34 in the year 2000.
What?
Like, growing up. Like, you know how when you're in school, there's like, oh, the year 2000 is coming up and... And you, it, how old will you be? And it felt like forever away, like that'll never happen. And I knew I would be, I would turn 34 in the year 2000. So now I do everything based off that math. Well, I'm like, well, I was 34 in
what?
2000. Never mind.
Okay.
Who cares?
It's
a, anyway,
it's a long way to do the math.
Yeah, you got a lot of weird number things going on. I mean, between
I know for sure I was 34.
The pieces of laundry and the, how many lights are between your work and home and all
zero.
The things that you have.
Currently zero. Actually, yeah, yeah. Unless you want to count light switches, I have to work two.
Okay.
To get
are you,
to,
you really to think get, it's only two?
It is only two. The only two lights I turn on in the morning are the bathroom light, and then I turn it off when I leave, and I turn on the light in the studio, and that's it.
Oh,
those are the only
boy.
Two lights. So I happen to know there's only two stoplights between my bed and here. Does that count?
Hey, is the Zoom getting all buggy on you guys?
It's getting buggy on you. You're not there
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, just your square is gone.
Oh, it's just me?
Is your phone running out of juice already?
No. Oh. Hold on, I just... Let me...
Okay.
Schedule. Oh, what?
We'll just sit here.
No, it's fine. Yeah, we don't even need that.
Well, I like I
in
do
fact,
like
I'm
to
gonna
see
kick
you.
I'm the tripod right over.
No,
I don't even...
please don't. It's got nothing to do with the tripod. That's not the tripod's fault. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it is.
No, and I like seeing you. I mean, honestly, I feel like it feels disconnected when it's, you know, I suppose by now we'd be used to it, right? But it is actually nice to be able to see each other. And it was nice to, you know, so I saw my doctor in there and I got, now I have to figure out this whole thing. I'll figure it out today. I have a whole list of crap I got to do. I hate when I have a list, but I have one. So that's on the list. I'll figure that out. And
taste your own medicine.
What?
You're always giving John lists, you know, now you get a list.
I know. I got my own crap.
Just get that. Yeah, delegate that to John. Just put that stuff on his list, the bottom of his list.
Oh, I know what I was telling you. So I should be like, hey, make these calls for me. So the doctor said, she said, you know, I told her the symptoms that I had. She goes, well, you know, actually, even with allergies, you can run a fever. I was like, you can? And she goes, yeah, you know, I want to think that you had allergies, but we'll get you a test. And I was like, well, how about I just go get the antibody test since I'm already passed? She goes, it takes a while for that to show up. She goes, just go get a test. I'm like, yeah, but the test, no, nah, I don't want it. She goes, you're going to just go get the test. So
there you
she
are.
Wasn't, she wasn't into my suggestions, which was weird. But she said that they jam it up both sides, not just one side.
She goes, they really
fish around in there because they really want to make sure, you know, I guess a lot of these come back negative. And upon further testing, it turns out that the person did have it. So they get right up there. But it's an outdoor thing. Apparently it's at some medical establishment, but they've got a huge tent set up. And then I guess you pull up at your assigned time and they do it at your car. And so it's,
can you still drive after that's happened to you?
I'm gonna ask John if he'll take me.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be crying, you know me. Oh Vinny, you're like a little shape
back?
Of you. Well, no, but it's a little
hold
shape
on,
of you.
I think
showed
I'm back
up.
I don't know why that. Oh, I just hit leave meeting. What am I doing? Why did I do that?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you anyway,
you'll figure
did
it
she,
out. Yeah,
hey, did she ask about me?
Did she ask about, did my dog, yes. Oh, she did. She asked, you know, how everything's going with you, if you're, you know, doing all right, quarantined at home with those little kids, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
She thinks you're really handsome.
Oh, thanks.
She was like, She said thanks, how lucky I was to work with you, and I agreed. I really, all right, I was like, you're right. I am super lucky to work with Vinny. I said he's really good at technology, you know, so he's taught me a lot about like Zoom meetings and stuff. That's the
Look at me. I'm back, everyone.
Yeah. The only reason I'm even on this Zoom call today is because you had to explain it to me over the phone.
Right.
So thanks for that. Yeah, she's a big fan of yours, Ben.
It's nice to hear. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, the short answer is I haven't been tested yet, and I don't know what I'm getting tested, but hopefully someday. She thought it would. She didn't know. She thought it would take a few days.
But her guess is you have allergies.
Yeah, she does. She was like, "Nah, you're fine." I'm like, "All right, thanks." And I believe
well, most
because...
people who get the COVID are fine too. I mean, that's, you know. Not everyone ends up in the hospital.
No, no. And most people don't. And, of course, most people survive it. And I feel like I'm on the other side of whatever the hell that was last week. Let's go allergies. And I'll go get tested, and that'll be the final word on it. And, you know, I'll move on from there. All my friends are like, you know, so much for our expanding bubble. That sucks.
Oh, because you got...
Yeah, there's something wrong with me, whatever it is. You know, I would love to get a test that just says, oh, it was just allergies, but I don't, you know, that's the thing. I feel like enough people have, like, there was a guy early on, you know about this guy. He was sick. Like, when I hear about his, you know, the stabbing pains in the chest, and, you know, like your lungs are on fire and he's coughing, and he couldn't move for days, and he goes and gets tested. Nah, you don't have it. Yeah, really? You know, it's like the cold no one's ever had before, and, you know, I feel like, I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, I know last week when you said it was allergies at first, and you weren't really telling us, and then it wasn't until Friday. Christina had been saying she's got... I think I'm sick. Something's wrong.
Oh.
And I'm just like, you know what? I just don't think that that's it. Because she wasn't coughing. She didn't have, but she was down. And I was like, you know what? You're working way too hard, dude. Yeah. Like, you're between the stress of all the stuff that we've got going on. I have a feeling there's partly, it's just maybe even depression. Like, oof.
Yeah, nobody, this isn't, it's not really, this is not an easy time. And it's, and just the fear about like we all want to be back in our, I want to be back in my normal life, you know, I really do. As much as this isn't a bad scenario for me necessarily, I still miss people. I miss you guys. I miss just being able to leave my house without having to think, okay, do I have my mask? Do I have my gloves? Do I have my Purell? Do I, you know?
No kidding.
Do I have my doctor's note? Whatever it is you need. So it's a, we all want it to go back, and it's manifesting for, and I'm not under it like you guys are, you know, like I can't even imagine having to do this and entertain children all day. F that.
Thing sucks.
Yeah. Dude,
yeah, I mean,
you're my hero.
Well, I don't.
You're
think
a capeless hero, Vinny.
I'll tell you one of the things though that there have been moments where I'm like, look, listen to me closely. Dad needs privacy once in a freaking while. Just leave me alone.
Oh,
like
so
I
you,
just, I,
you got
just,
your 1 o'clock in then.
Well, sure, but it's really it comes down to like if I've shut the door, leave me be for a minute. You can't be constantly. Like, it's not a game. I'm not trying to lose you, but I also am not trying to be found. Like, give me a second.
Yeah. Does she grasp that at all? It's 1
she,
o'clock.
She gets it, but she's a kid. You know? She's like, I don't understand.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, but you're not doing anything. And here I am with a million ideas of what we should do. What do you want to do? What are you going to do with me now?
Uh-huh. The other day she goes... And this is the thing, too. Half the time, if she sees that my reaction isn't like, hey, honey, she comes up with the soft side and just burns me. She'll go, I wanted to know if you want to practice mindfulness with me right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, how am I supposed to say no to that? Of course I do. Okay, here's what you do. And I'm just like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's adorable.
Stand on one foot. I'm like, oh my God, what are you talking about? And that's
and there you are standing on one foot.
Now I'm on one foot with my fingers in the okay ohm pose, yeah. And I'm I'm wobbling on my one ankle, my 50-something-year-old ankle. Oh God. Ridiculous, but that's there it is.
Well, she's keeping you young, Vin. You know, you're practicing mindfulness. You're working on your balance. You always say balance is the big. I see your fingers whirling in the air.
All right,
wow,
bye, everybody.
Look at the time. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and the Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.